The top Kansas election official sees the state as a potential target for hackers looking to disrupt the 2020 vote. But as Stephen Caranda of the Kansas News Service reports, finding and patching security holes can be tricky.
Shawnee County Election Commissioner Andrew Howell stands in front of an electronic voting machine in Topeka considering his choices.
Whichever person you want to select, in this case, for president of Kansas, I'll select Charles Curtis.
Well, there's obviously no president of Kansas. This is just a test vote. Howell makes his picks and the machine spits out a printed ballot.
Hit the print card button and your selections will be printed out.
So you can see I've already reviewed my choices on the screen.
Shawnee County uses multiple levels of security to guard elections. It encrypts data. The voting machines and the machines that count the ballots never hook up to the internet. And Howell says the paper ballots the machines produce can be recounted.
It's pretty clear to me that the public really preferred to know that all of their ballots would be paper. So if there was ever a question, there's a way for a team of Republicans and Democrats to get together, form a board, and do the actual investigation.
Some people in about 10 Kansas counties still vote on systems that lack a paper trail, but that's expected to go down. Russia has tried to hack voting systems in more than 20 states and successfully accessed voter registrations in Illinois. Federal agencies say attacks from foreign governments will continue. But experts warn the real threat may not be in counting ballots. Consider the Humble Poll Book listing eligible voters. They're often digital now. Dan Wallach researches election security at Rice University. He says toy with the poll books and you've disrupted an election.
It would take forever. The lines would wrap around the block and people would just say, I can't wait this long to vote, and then not vote.
And doing that in a targeted way could shift an election.
If I can cause long lines in areas that have one partisan direction and everything goes smoothly in areas with a different partisan direction, then I can affect the outcome.
So is Kansas, what some people call flyover country, really at risk? Republican Secretary of State Scott Schwab says we could be.
And we got a U.S. Senate, a new Senate seat up for election. So that even makes it more of a target. So we're not going to assume we're safe, even though we are right now.
Schwab is focusing on counties to boost security. Kansas has 105 counties with 105 computer systems. They're sometimes shared between county offices, and more people on a system creates a greater chance for somebody to goof up.
Well, we don't want somebody in the treasurer's office saying, oh, click here to get a free Xbox, and then it affects the server that the poll book is on.
Schwab is looking over state and local systems with the help of a $4 million federal grant. But there's a focus on counties because they do the actual ballot counting. His office is looking to see if they need updates, like better firewalls on their computers.
And so it's a profile of the counties that have their exposure. What is that exposure and what are the resources needed to make it more secure? And then you write the plan from there.
Schwab says smaller counties often have less security. Does that mean in places like Meade County in southwest Kansas, population a little over 4,000, they're doing a bad job?
For being in a small community, I'm pretty comfortable where it is right now.
Janet Hale is the clerk in Meade County and head of the state's Association for Election Officials. She says they take security seriously. They use paper ballots and poll books, and she has someone who handles technology. While hackers pose a potential threat to vote counts, Schwab says foreign governments can influence people before the first vote is cast. Trolls from places like Russia and China can fill Facebook or Twitter with bogus stories. So part of election security is thinking twice before believing or sharing that thing your relative posted on Facebook. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Stephen Caranda at the State House.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KCUR, KMUW, Kansas Public Radio, and High Plains Public Radio that reports on the health and well-being of Kansans, their communities, and civic life.